Now, friends, we come here to the 11th chapter of the book of Revelation, verse 13, and we have the doom of the second woe. And we are now in the time of the blowing of the sixth trumpet. We've had that, and now this is that interval, a lull between the woe. These are woe trumpets, and the second woe was connected with the sixth trumpet, and it's a great earthquake. And I read in verse 13, and I'm using my translation as usual, "And in that hour there came to pass a great earthquake, and a tenth of the city fell, and 7,000 names of men were killed in the earthquake, and the rest were afraid and gave glory to the God of heaven." Now, this is a number of those slain that's to be added to the fourth that were slain at first. That is a fourth of the population of the world, and then a third of the population of the world, over half, and now 7,000 more. Little wonder that the Lord Jesus said, "Except those days were shortened, no flesh would survive." Now, the earthquake here seems to be limited to the city of Jerusalem, just as it was when Christ rose from the dead. Now, it says that 7,000 names of men were killed. Well, that's an idiom to indicate that they were men of prominence, and they are the ones that had gone along with Antichrist among God's people. Men whose name got in the headlines when Antichrist came to power. We come now to the second woe is past, and behold, the third woe cometh quickly. That's verse 14. And this ends the second woe. The third woe begins shortly, though not immediately. The third woe is not the blowing of the seventh trumpet. That'll come next, as that leads us beyond the great tribulation into the millennium. The seventh trumpet likewise opens up to us the seven personalities of chapters 12 and 13. And the third woe begins when Satan, one of the personalities, is cast down to earth. And we'll see that when we come to it in Revelation 12, 12. Now we have here the seventh trumpet, and the end of the great tribulation, and the opening of the temple in heaven. Here in the middle of all of the woes and the judgments of the great tribulation, this is inserted for the encouragement of the believers that will be left on the earth, those that were sealed. Because you're apt to get very much discouraged with several years, although the total length of the great tribulation is not but 7 years, and the intensity of it breaks in the last half of that period. It doesn't seem long to read about it, but I find 7 days in the hospital to be the most trying experience of life, and I thought those days would never end. And you do need a little encouragement as you go along.